Greetings, broadcasting from the Big Island in Hawaii still. I'll be back at the ranch here very soon. We're opening on May 5th, and so check it out there. We'll be back, at the ranch, so broadcasting from there. We also have a major spring event. There's a healing and transformation gathering May 19th through the 22nd. Again, go to ECETI.org for more information on that. Also check out the Secret Space Conference, and that's at Secret Space Conference info and .info, and check that out. And so Tyler and Aaron are putting on a major Secret Space Conference, and I'm sure they're getting all kinds of crap for doing that. But it's you can't win in this world for some reason. There's a lot going on right now that I wanted to talk about. And one of the most important things I think we need to look at is, I want to begin with a salute to the farmers, because without the farmers, we're screwed. and there are measures against the farmers right now. There has been for quite some time. There's been a lot of buy up. The Chinese are buying up all the land. Gates is buying up the farms. Everything else, we're shutting these farms down. And they're just, it's just getting crazy. But East City's a farm, Hawaii, East City's a farm, but we're not like the massive farms that most of us depend on for our food supply. We're kind of sovereign, self-contained little farms, and we grow a lot of our own food, and we've always have been that way. And I think it's something we all need to do. But if you think your market shelves are bare now, wait till this next blunder hits, because there's an extreme shortage of fertilizer. The ships are backed up that often deliver this fertilizer, and the railroads are now saying they are refusing to distribute it. So from the factories. And so this is a joint effort here to create a food shortage. There's no other way around it. So the farmers are also getting hit with extreme environmental legislations along with fuel shortages. And this is stopping the harvest. They've got all these gas regulations and everything else, if they can even get gas. And so it's just crazy. And some have lost much of their water due to saving some smelt or other fish. And they're just using an excuse to shut down major farming operations. So, many processed plants are being burned to the ground mysteriously recently, or have halted operations altogether. So, the astronomical gas prices are also interfering with getting goods to the market, and truckers are losing the trucks due to more stringent, environmental laws. They're perfectly good Peterbilts. These trucks are great. They're the backbone of America, basically. And they're having to sell them and get new trucks, which are probably not as good as the old ones because of all these new environmental laws. But I mean, it's a total fail. It has been. So, and as if this total failure and heavy handedness, of the lockdowns, the mandates and useless vaccines and masks were not enough. Hospitals are filling up with fully vaccinated people up to 90%. So go figure. It was never about protection. There's a whole nother thing, agenda behind that. But we'll leave that to the frontline doctors and everybody else to tell you what's going on. Check them out. They can speak a lot more clearly about this than I am. But, speaking of protection, the police and mostly democratically run states are saying, don't come to our city. We cannot protect you. So, how's that defund the police thing doing? And now they're realizing it was a huge mistake, because it doesn't matter what color you are, you're going to get shot. So sorry about, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. The crime is so bad everybody needs some protection, concerning that. So they blame the crime on poverty, which is true. There is a lot of poverty is a major factor, but then they create the poverty, and then they remove the police. So, everything the current administration has done is a recipe for disaster. A third grader could do a better job as long as they're not mind controlled by the woke teachers pushing, their morals and values on them. And, I just, speaking of this, I just saw a woke person that on video on YouTube, and it was crazy. It was and he's at a gas station, right? And he's screaming and ranting how we need to support all this nonsense, and we need to pay $20. It doesn't matter for gas, and if we don't, we're all homophobic. And just total rant, screaming, and he's followed by blaming it all on Russia, you know. And my thing is, if you're that ignorant and aggressive, and at the same time having a total meltdown, attacking anyone with a different belief system other than yours, how's that helping your fight against homophobia? You know, aggressively attacking people, then saying you have to stop attacking and judging seems a bit insane. But, you know, I don't care if this person is bi or trisexual, purple, pink, or green, or attacking people verbally or physically is still an attack and counterproductive. So anyway, got to process your stuff. You can't keep projecting, blaming everybody else, and do your research on what's really going on. You'll find out you've been duped. So anyway, enough said on that. But this whole woke thing is just, I'm done with it. I know most of the country's done with it as well. And there's a big difference between being awake and woke. Woke is a conditioning social engineering program. Being awake is realizing that there is a social engineering program. So anyway, as far as the current administration, it begs a question, is this like rapid onset dementia or, you know, illogical and impractical ideals, or just evil genius, you know, with the Take Down America plan? So personally, I think it's a little of both. You know, we can't blame this all on Russia, which has an extreme twist coming soon. It's not what you think is going on there. If you talk about what's really going on there, you're going to get censored. You'll be taken off every platform there is. And the same thing with the jab and everything else. So it's all going to come out. They can't stop it. So the current administration, all the cover-ups and all the connections, you know, is in massive free fall, you know, and especially, you know, the big twist, especially when it comes to the concerns, you know, when it concerns acceptance of massive donations and bribes from hostile foreign countries and individuals stating clearly their goals are to take down America. And so that's all coming out. You know, speaking of bribes and donations, the Hunter laptop just keeps resurrecting itself. No matter how much they try to bury it, it just keeps popping up. So, you know, it's not a matter of unethical bribes now. And donations, it's a matter of national security. And so, you know, we need to move forward on that one. So there's more to come on that one. And so a lot of people think there's nothing going on right now. And there is a lot going on, like Netflix shares are just crashing, you know, too bad for Obama. I used to watch Netflix a lot and I noticed everything was twisting and turning and at the end, everybody was gay, you know, so I'm not against gay people. I'm not against that, but come on, you know, let's get the percentages. You know, there is a percentage of people that fit that scenario and that's fine, but not every damn show, you know, So anyway, there was a major agenda being played out there on Netflix. So, you know, too bad for Obama. You know, he's taking a big hit on that one. And so CNN Plus is shutting down after 1 month. And, you know, seriously, do you think people are going to pay to be lied to on a regular basis? I mean, they've been busted lying again and again and again and again. And then they think people are going to pay them to keep lying to them, you know, so. Another thing, Spotify is not renewing Obama's podcast. So, you know, Pepto-Bismol sales will go down because after one of those podcasts, you're going to have to hit the medicine cabinet for something, you know. Disney is stripped of all its special governing powers. You know, I wonder how many arrests are going to follow there. Mass mandates ruled unlawful. Follow the law, follow the science, and you'll know why. You know, thinking a mask will save you from COVID is like thinking a chain link fence is going to stop a fart. I'm sorry, that's basically the real science behind that. Didn't work, never will work, and forget it. Elon Musk is securing funding to take over Twitter, and Dems are all Twitter-pated over that one. So how are they going to censor the majority of America? You know, what are they going to do now? Well, they still got Facebook, but that's going to go down. YouTube probably follow. But Durham is about to drop the mother bomb of all mother bombs, you know, which is going to finally put an end to a lot of this nonsense, a lot of the double speaking coming out of the DNC and double acting too. You know, they say one thing and do the opposite. So there's a lot happening, you know, so forget about the mainstream news to tell you what's happening. It's not happening. I got to check something, make sure that, yeah, we're good. Make sure the broadcast is still up. Every once in a while, we just get shut down. And I wonder why, you know, why would they shut us down? You know, so anyway, there's a lot going on. So, you know, to be continued, you're going to find out almost everything you've been told is not the truth. And this is going to come out soon. And it's in every aspect. And I wanted to cover solutions. And when you talk about this, I want to give people a bunch of bad news, but a lot of these things can be changed very quickly with the right people behind the wheel. And right now we have the wrong people behind the wheel. And, you know, if I always wonder, these people that are running the country, do they have a calculator? You know, do they have any common sense whatsoever? And they don't. And so solutions, we're going to get into solutions, but the main thing is we need new leadership, period. End of story. Our leadership is a total fail right now. They've lost touch with reality. They've lost touch with the people. They've lost touch with humanity. I don't know what they're in touch with, but it's not in our highest and best good. And that's a whole nother story. So, you know, people say, you know, you're anti-government. No, I'm not anti-government. I'm anti a government that's been usurped and taken over and that is, you know, doing things that are against the people. You know, I'm all for a government that is aligned with the Constitution, a divinely inspired doctrine, and that operates under universal law, and that isn't as corrupt as you can get, you know. So I'm all for that. You know, let's bring in some spiritual warriors into government, you know, and make some shifts and changes. I'm totally for a government like a council of grandmothers connected to a galactic federation or something. That to me would be the best form of government. And that may be coming sooner than you think, but especially the federation part. But there's so much going on right now. And, you know, it's, You got to seek out the alternative sites to find out what's really happening. So anyway, solutions. Let me tell you something. I've seen it. I've watched it operate. We can turn water into every fuel possible. Diesel, jet fuel, gas, doesn't matter. We have the technology. We've had the technology for a long time. There's your solution to all the gas problems and everything else. But that's in the future, because we have to build these sites and start doing this and making this. But right now we need to you know, get the pipeline back up, get the gas flowing and you know, become sovereign right now. It's steps. It's like you can't just go from one to the other. It'd be great if we could, but it's going to have to evolve, you know, over time. So we have everything we need here to get production back up and get the gas lines flowing, and we can start substituting these alternative fuels and changing water. Another step would be bringing in the free energy machines, the anti-gravity and counter-gravity, you know, all of that. That's like great stuff. Like that's, we have it. It's on the planet. You know, you want to end poverty, you know, get a replicator. You know, you can throw your Nikes in there and boom, you got a brand new pair of Nikes, you know. So anything else you want. So, you know, if you had replicators and if you had fuel as energy and anti-gravity and counter-gravity, bingo, you're universal. You know, you've got access to the universe. You're now a universal civilization. And that's really where we'll eventually go. But this other group has to fall. And it's beyond imagination how dark this other group is and their controls and everything. But you can see it unraveling as we speak. But the good news is that it is totally unraveling and it is going down and it should, you know, it definitely should go down. I'm going to check something one more time. I hope we're good. Okay. I gotta keep checking on ours to make sure we're still streaming, because things happen, as you know, and as you've seen, we've had more trouble keeping this site up are keeping this podcast going for God knows how long. And it's not a podcast, actually, it's BBS Radio. And it's East Eddie Stargate on Rumble and a few other stations and VMO. But it was on YouTube. We can't broadcast on YouTube anymore because of the censorship. And so everything we talk about, I'm done with it. I just don't put anything up. We probably could put some stuff up, but I think we had two strikes. I don't know if they're off yet or still going, but you know, it's pretty crazy what's going on there. But anyway, as far as other things going on, we're having extreme contact, crazy stuff going on. And I've been having the inner earth beings showing up on a regular basis. I've been having, it looks like, great. It's all working. You know, we're having ships coming over here, both places in Hawaii and at East Eddie, Washington. They're getting bigger, they're getting closer, and there's more of them, and they're coming in every size and shape and color. So something really big is happening. And I want to talk about the solar activity. The solar activity is off the scale. The solar activity is creating changes in consciousness. It's creating a quantum leap in evolution as part of it. With the light, there's consciousness. So every time we get hit with a big blast of energy, there's consciousness that comes with it, higher consciousness. And the whole electromagnetic light spectrum is hitting us. And that all is tied into the higher dimensions. So we're getting hit by that. The Schumann resonance, as I said before, is just going crazy. It's off the scale. And now even NASA and the scientists are saying, we don't know what's going on. You know, all of our predictions are off. These solar cycles are not stopping. They're continuing to go. And guess what? NASA, we're moving into a highly energized place in space, which we've been talking about since 1982. You know, so it's here. And we're in it now. And everything that's happening right now is in the books. So if you check out the books, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul Journey, everything that's unfolding right now is in those books. Anunnaki Return, it's all there. And it's been there for God knows how long. I don't even know how long it's been there. But I've had contact all my life, but we've gone public with it for 36 years now. A lot of these groups are showing up here, and we had some interesting things happen. We poured a slab here, and, you know, we have Arnold the Pig. Everybody's seen Arnold the Pig and Walter the Duck and a whole plethora of animals here that have been hanging out. They all come to the energy. It's crazy. And Walter and I had a little discussion yesterday about who the alpha male is, but the little sucker bit me in the leg. But didn't really hurt. It was just, you know, a little attitude going. And so we had a little discussion, and I think we're clear. We'll see. So we'll see where that goes. But he is a wild boar. Come on. You know, they will. You know, if you're going to play with them, you have to expect things like that. But, you know, what we did was we locked the door going out to the cement. So nobody could go out and walk on it, you know, just to make sure somebody didn't forget. You know, I get spaced out and do stupid things sometimes because I'm in another world half the time. But anyway, so we locked the door and we fenced it off. We fenced off the whole place. Nothing could get in. And all of a sudden we walk out there and here's these footprints on the newly formed cement. And they're right in the middle. And there's no footprints coming in. There's no footprints. They're right at the front door. And so we're going, how did these footprints get there? And whoever did these footprints would have had to jump the fence, which they'd have to land and make a pretty heavy imprint. And then, obviously, didn't happen. You know, there was no prints coming in. It was just appeared in the middle. And some very large footprints along with some very small ones. And then all of a sudden we come out and there's, you know, a couple hours later and we're talking about the footprints and then there's more footprints and we were right there. So it was no way it could be anything else other than something, you know, multidimensional coming in. And then, we go out again and then there's a small little barefoot prints there. And so we asked the guides, you know, who's coming over here? You know, who's checking us out? And so we found out it was a lot of the inner earth beings. There's a connection with the Big Island and the inner earth beings. And there's tunnels and, you know, there's a lot of good things underground, and there's some nasty things. There's both. And the good beings that are underground, the inner earth beings and things like that, are saying, you know, we're going to put an end to this. They're helping put a stop to the dumbs, the reptilians, the royal reptilians, the grays, all that nonsense, you know, that was going on underground. They're putting an end to that. And so now I don't know how close they are working with the white hats and doing this. I think, you know, I'd love to find an insider to see how much interaction. There was a Navy whistleblower on Tyler's show, and his Journey to Truth. And I would go listen to him, because everything that he said, I don't know what his name is. I don't think anybody does. And maybe Tyler does. But everything he said was things I've been talking about for years. And he talked about the different groups and what's happening, and the child trafficking and the pedophilia, and all the cleanups happening, and the which groups you want to be aware of, which groups are being cleaned out, and the benevolent groups too. And he had a good lineup on all of them. He had some really good information. And so, and it was amazing. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that in my lectures and workshops, I even have photographs of the different beings and everything on there. But like who's who in the universe, who to watch out for, and how to heal unseen negative influences, how to set boundaries and things like that, which is imperative right now. And so, you know, some really good information is coming out. So what we had happen here is that, first of all, we had the Orion Council of Light, not to be confused with the Orion. What are they? That they're not a federation. Whatever. I mean, it's a whole group of grays and reptilians and things like that. There's an Orion group, and the Orion Council of Light are the guys that actually fought with them. And they won, and they got their colonies back and things like that. So there's two groups coming from Orion. There's the planetary liberators that are here to liberate the earth and help us out. And then there's the ones that have been creating all the problems down here and throughout the galaxy, and they're being cleared out. I think, I can't remember what their name is. Let me make sure we're good. Yeah, we're good. It'll come to me, but there's two different groups. So basically, Hiya was one of the Orion beings that was showing up here with the Orion Council of Light. And then very, very tall, blonde woman, very, you know, kind of warrioress, you might say, was here, and she's connected to the other beings that we've been working with, and they're heavily involved in the liberation. And she came here with these inner earth beings and introduced us to them. And we've had contact with them over at the ranch and for a long time, and they're all working together now. And what they told us is that they're working together. I have to spend more time with them to find out how much they're involved with doing the cleanup. Because there's more cleanup than the white hats are doing. There's a multidimensional cleanup happening, and there's higher dimensional beings up to the 13th dimension that are coming in and cleaning up a lot of these unseen negative influences. So it's multidimensional. We're in a multidimensional war, and people need to realize that. And these beings have a foothold in almost every position of power on the planet, and they're being cleaned out as we speak. So it's not just, you know, they find people that are lacking in moral character and lacking in integrity, and they step right in, and the next thing you know, you're being governed by these psychopaths, you know. So, and they owe their allegiance to these groups, and whatever you want to call it, satanic, Luciferian, if you know, it's replete throughout the power structures and even the religions, everything, and it's being cleaned out as we speak. So there's a major cleanup underway. And a little bit of a galactic war. A lot of it's been cleaned up, but it's still going on. There still are some like royal reptilians and some tall grays and some serpent beings that are still hanging on, but they're being taken out. And so we're in the middle of this. We're in the middle of this big mess. And so anyway, so they came, and I don't fully understand yet. I haven't had a chance to get into it because I've been working so hard. I've been working here from 5:30 in the morning till dark, and then sometimes into the night, you know, getting East Eddy Hawaii going. So I'm going to take some time tomorrow and the next day to really get clear and see what's going on. But they want a lot of us, certain people that have reached a certain level of consciousness, that have a really high level of integrity and moral character, basically, to be ambassadors and to get their message out, to work with them and you know, helping to assist this planetary liberation thing and get these other technologies out and everything else, because they already have that technology. They're already using it. Their world is totally clean and functional and blissful, and they have all the free energy. They can go into space, underwater. They can do whatever they want with their vehicles. So, and there's no fuel involved. So, so they were talking about being a liaison. And, so, I mean, I've been kind of an ambassador for them for years and years and years, but something stepped up. It's really stepping up now. So I don't know exactly what, you know, I'll spend some time with it and see what they say. But, I know I've been doing this for so long, and it's time for a lot of the younger folks to step up and remember why they incarnated and why they're here, and get on with this, you know, creating heaven on earth, basically, because that's what we're doing. We're getting rid of the hell and so we can create heaven on earth. That's basically where we're going. But the, it's quite interesting how the, this is all unfolding, but, you know, to me, a lot of people, if you don't, you know, if you're still embroiled in social consciousness and you're clueless, this is going to sound like Crazyville. But, you know, I've been doing this for so long. I'm fully aware of what's happening on multi-dimensions, and it's not. I mean, it's on and it's happening. So I want you to think about things like, why, you know, why is there so much inhumanity on the planet? And most of us have been sheltered. We don't even know what's going on or how deep and dark this goes, you know, but what's being done to the children and the child trafficking, the sex trafficking and the financial enslavement, all that stuff, you know, why is there so much inhumanity on the planet? And the mainly is because there's some major non-human interference going on. There has been for thousands of years. And so, you know, we have to realize that there is this problem, and it's being cleaned up. And there's a lot of people say, well, there's plenty of humans that will do the same thing. We don't need extraterrestrial help to screw up a planet. Well, whether you want it or not, it's here. And so we're going to need extraterrestrial help to clean up the planet, because we're out of our league. You know, we're outgunned. And so we're going to need the big guns to come in and clean up this other stuff. And so a lot of it is beyond, you know, most people's imagination, but we have the people that are stepping up to the plate and dealing with it. And we do have the technologies that have been dispersed to deal with it. And there's things going on and technologies being used that are beyond people's imagination. So it's happening. All you're hearing is some booms and some ground shaking here and there. And you're seeing some volcanoes erupting here and there and things like that. But there's more to that story. That's not just the earth shifting. It's a major cleanup operation going on. But it is real. Do your research. Look into it. You're not going to hear about, you know, you're not going to hear lamestream news come on and say, well, we just destroyed a massive underground facility and freed 30,000 kids. And, you know, you're not going to hear that on the news. I'm sorry. You know, it's just not going to happen. And, but if you know how to read between the lines, you will see events unfolding and things happening, and you'll be able to understand, you know, it's almost like if you have the knowledge of what's going on, you'll be able to see it unfolding. You'll hear half stories and half truths and things like that, but you'll be able to read between the lines. If you don't have that understanding, you're just going to have half truths, and a lot of social engineering and programming. So, you know, it all comes from within. You know, people, I was having a talk with the chiropractor today. This guy's great. And I got some adjustments on my, anybody knows how to fix a rotator cuff, let me know, because I screwed my shoulder up and my back's always talking. But we were talking about what's going on, and you know, there's a lot of very religious people here, and talking about God and this and that, and I told him, I said, you know, it's like, I don't know, I'm talking about firsthand experience, having the near-death experience. There is a God. It's not what people think, and doesn't operate the way people were told. You know, it's different. And in a way God is lawless. It doesn't have an ego. It doesn't judge. It's beyond that. It's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's not male. It's not female. It's just pure consciousness and energy on the highest levels. Now there's lower levels, and there's the little gods and the lords of karma and all these other things going on. That's happening as well. And there's also action reaction here on the earth. So for every action, there's a reaction. If you do harmful things to others, you're going to have harm come to you, you know, especially from the relatives and things like that. So, you know, if you stay within universal law, you don't create karma. It's that simple. If you steal from others or rip other people off or harm others, or you're destroying the planet, you know, your life force is going to be diminished. And that's just the way it works. So when you're in service mode, it's interesting, because the creator, I mean, I'm not doing justice, but that the creator is pure love and joy and bliss. And that love can come down through the crown and through the heart into every situation. And so you can channel the full love of creator through you into every situation. Can you do it if you're in fear? No. Can you do it if you feel guilt? No. And are you unworthy? No. Do you understand the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse? Do you understand the universal field of which we all exist? Do you understand that some people are using more of that field than others? And when you understand this, and when the biggest understanding comes with, no matter how much you try, you can't separate yourself from omnipresence. It's impossible. You can believe you're separate, and you can fear creator, and you can feel guilt and unworthiness, which is perpetuated by a lot of the religions. And all those are going to block you from making your own personal connection. So anyway, that's my little sermon for today. You can watch this on Sunday, you know, if you need to, but that's my Easter Sunday service, and a little late, but better late than never. But anyway, I wanted to talk a lot more about that, but you know, there is a creator, there is a higher consciousness and energy, there is universal law. And when you break universal law, there's consequences, period, end of story, you know. And I like what Buddha says, you know, karma is like fresh milk. It takes a little while to spoil, but, you know, as surely as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up. So it works. And there's other things about karma. If I've noticed, if you forgive, it's like I've had things taken from me. I have had a lot of money like stolen and people not honoring agreements and things like that. And I just forgave and let it go. I go, it's your karma, you know. And that same amount of money came back to me, and that person's life went to shit, you know. So, you know, people think that's an ungodly word, you know, but hey, who created that? You know, so anyway, but I've watched it happen over and over again. And now I kind of warn people. I go, if you there's some things in play right now. There's some big plans, and these plans are coming from on high. And if you mess with those plans, karma is going to come swift, and it's going to hit hard. And if you don't get the lesson the first round, it's going to come back again, exponentially stronger, and whack you again and again and again. You know, so anyway, a lot of us are going through that. So the vibrational lifting we're going through, the awakening and healing process, is cleaning up the past, releasing the past, forgiving the past, you know, and moving forward. And because all that's draining you, it's draining you of your energy, and it's holding you tied to other people and their dramas and everything else. So I've noticed a lot of things within the UFO community and even the spiritual community and the other communities. And there's still a lot of competition and still a lot of mudslinging and a lot of shills and other people installed in there to bring it down. And there's a lot of people that are morally challenged and integrity challenged, and they're just making a buck basically. And there is a lot of that, unfortunately. And then you've got the shills and the other people that are in there for a reason. You know, the they call it the disinformation crew, that the planned opposition, and there's a lot of that in there too. And that's all to control the narrative. Well, they're not in control of the narrative. Something else is in control of the narrative, and that control factor, you might say, is the soul awakening. The soul's being activated, and they can't control that. They tried with the, you know, that they're trying with all that. They're doing everything they can to cut you off from Creator, and there's other things they're doing. You know, they're doing it through the food, through the water, and everything. So it's so important right now to know where your water's coming from. Test your water. You know, drink as fresh water as you can. There's oxygenated waters. There's some great ones. We have them on our site to check out. So water is really important right now. You need to eat close to the land, get away from all the processed foods. A lot of the food processing plants are burning down right now. They're having all the one thing after another. I don't know if that's good or a bad thing. You know, it's going to create a food shortage, but is that food good for you? No, you know, it's probably not. It's filled with all kinds of additives and preservatives. I knew one guy in the UFO community that was saying that we all need to start eating Twinkies because the Twinkies are full of preservatives, and the preservatives will preserve us, and so we'll live longer. You know, it's like, it doesn't work that way. You know, I'm sorry. It's almost like we should all be using Roundup or something. You know, it's like, it's insane. But, all those things need to come to an end, and we need to get back to nature and get back to everything organic and eat close to the land. And, you know, there's a lot of people that get really mad, you know, cause you know, I eat meat once in a while, and the Dalai Lama eats meat. The yogis eat meat. Native Americans eat meat over here. The Hawaiians eat meat. They love their pig. You know, there's pigs everywhere here. And if you don't thin them out, it's a mess. And these things are, some of these pigs are nasty. I hate to say it, but I had this boar come up, a male, and, I'll just be straight up. He had cojones that any other animal would be envious of. Well, my little mosquito zapper went off, and he was huge, had big tusks on him, gnarly. And he was white and had just the gnarly razorback kind of thing going on. And, and I've seen him here a couple times, and this guy does not fear anything. He's not afraid of anything. And I would not, he was very few things I would not walk out and check out and things like that. When I saw this guy, I go, I'm just going to leave him alone. I'm going to let him go on his merry way. And poor little Arnold tangled with him a couple times, and he got a little gash on his neck, but this guy, you know, he wouldn't mess with this guy at all. I tell people, you know, this isn't, you know, Akuma Matata, that type of thing. You know, these things can really do harm. And a lot of, they've taken out a lot of people. You'll be out in the forest, walking through the forest, and you run into one, especially a mother, and they'll slice you up pretty bad. They'll go between your legs and cut arteries, and you know, people bleed out. And I know this is rough talking about, but it's just reality. It's nature. And there's an old saying, you know, nature won't kill you, but she will let you die. And so if you do stupid things, you know, you're going to have stupid experiences, like me raising a wild boar here, you know. But, you know, I'm aware, you know, a little sucker bit me the other day and yesterday. But, you know, that comes with, you know, it's, I had full awareness that was a possibility and probably a probability. And I don't know where he's going to go from here, but, you know, he's, he's, we've done clearings on it, and he still comes around. He does his little antics and things like that, but I'm having to have a little firmer hand with him, you know, unfortunately, because, you know, he is a wild boar, you know, basically, and wild boars do wild boar things. And so it's the same thing, you know, that reminds me of a lot of these people that we're cleaning out right now, a lot of these high level people that are controlling the planet. We have to realize that you can't project your values on these people. They don't have any. You can't project compassion on these people. They don't have any. You can't project just humanity on them and humanness. They've lost that a long time ago. They sold that out when they did their ceremonies and did their allegiance to other forces. And some of these other beings that they have their allegiance to do not like humanity. I mean, at least we're a food source to them, and they feed off our spiritual energies, our emotional energies, and they feed off physically as well. And a lot of people have a hard time with that, but it's been going on for a long time, and it's being cleaned up now. It's coming to an end. So these times have all been prophesied, you know, that, you know, in my books, I talked about how it's going to escalate and what was going to happen, and talked about the expanding sun, the increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, the quantum leap eventually. Whoops. I got to turn this off. This thing is, it's right next to me. It's one of those mosquito zappers. And, you know, people say, don't you take a vow to all sentient life? And the mosquitoes, I'm sorry, you know, pest control, you know, it's like the little bloodsuckers, you know, and it remind me of a lot of people that are governing this planet right now. But sometimes you just have to do pest control. But we have to pay attention to what's going on. We have to wake up. And enlightenment means to be in knowledge of both sides of the coin. There's a dark side of the coin. There's a light side of the coin. And now we're seeing a lot of things we thought were dark, or we've been social engineered to think were dark, are actually light. And a lot of things that we thought were light or we're seeing now are dark. And so everything is spinning and reversing and changing and evolving. And how do you get through this? You get through this by developing your own inner sensitivity. You develop your own BS meter. You develop your own ability to sense the intention and of others, and this is multidimensional. You know, if a being shows up to you, you know, even though they may be beautiful or have extreme technology, it may not be in your highest and best good. And there are beings that are really weird looking that are extremely advanced. And there's a lot of little Yodas out there and things like that. That in the, especially in the inner earth, there's beings that are very benevolent, very wise, and they're the ones actually running the show. And then they have beings that answer to them. They have beings that are 9 feet tall that wear robes that are beautiful beings, very powerful, but they answer to the little guys, you know, the little Yodas down there. But there's so much going on the inner earth. It'll blow your mind. I mean, if I told you what I've seen on the inner earth, you would say, okay, lock him up. But we're all going to see it. Eventually, we're all going to see it. The doors are going to open and we're going to see it. And it's I don't know how soon. I haven't gotten any details on that. But they want to work with the surface. They want to work with humanity. They are already working with the higher dimensional beings, the benevolent ETs and off-worlders, our ancestors that are returning right now. And they want to work with the white hats too and help clean out. I mean, they are already cleaning out their side of events. So there's a lot more to that story. I really need to look into it more, but they want me to take more of a ambassador role or something in this. So as soon as I get the information, I'll pass it on and tell you guys, you know, what's happening, guys and girls. I'm using pronouns improperly. You know, so, you know, I won't go there, but there's a lot of memes out there. I think they're cracking me up, but, you know, and that's another thing too, this whole sports thing's got, you know, to me, it's people will scream at you homophobe and all these other things because, you know, you might make a comment about the swimmers and the things like that. Well, you know, if a girl, you know, this other guy is like huge, man, and he's winning all the events and he just says, well, I identify as a girl, so I'm going to be a girl and I'm going to join, you know, these big swimming competitions. And it's happening in all sports right now. It's just gotten, the woke thing is insane. But to me, it's like, if you're a woman and you trained all your life for this and somebody shows up that's, you know, 6'4" or whatever, that's muscular, that's totally, you know, it's such a disadvantage. It's not fair. And so let's do what's fair, you know. Maybe make an Olympics for them, you know, maybe make a whole thing for them. They can go compete, you know, in that, make a, what do you call it? A class for them, you know, say, okay, you can compete in this class. This will be the men who identify as women Olympics. You know, this is going to be, but come on, you know, let's be fair. I mean, women are just getting slammed right now and pushed back down into servitude. And that is the deal, you know? So they're losing all their rights. They're losing everything it means to be a woman. They're trying to take that away from them. And you know, I love women. I think that love and that nurturing energy that comes with the feminine energy, like Mary's the divine feminine. God, I mean, to me, you can't beat that. I mean, that's the most valuable thing on the planet to me, I think. And, you know, and being a male, I go, males, okay, too. If it wasn't for men, we wouldn't have kids. And if it wasn't for kids, we wouldn't have little girls and boys and women, you know. So, you know, it's, you know what I mean? It's just, it's nature, basically. And there is a divine masculine. There is a divine feminine. There is balance we can find within ourselves. But come on, let's be fair. Let's be fair about it. You know, it's let's not pull the rug out from under people that have spent their whole lives training and working really hard to get where they're at and just have the rug pulled. I don't know how you can say that as being woke. That's not being awake. You know, that's being socially engineered. And again, there's difference. There's a big difference between being awake and woke. This woke is just a big socially engineered program. And we're seeing now it's coming out with the BLM movement. You know, they're buying mansions. There's a whole nother agenda being played out there. We're seeing all these things happen and the division game being played. You know, they're dividing the races. They're dividing the religions. They're dividing the genders. They're dividing everybody. And that's what they want. They want to rule through chaos. And the way you create chaos is you create division. How you counter chaos is you create unity. And unity is when everybody comes together and says, enough of this crap, it's over. And that's what we need to get to. We need to get back to unity consciousness. You know, and I don't care if whatever pronoun you want to use, I don't care if whatever color you are, whatever religion you want to do, you know, there's basic universal law that applies to all of us. And we need to start being kind to each other and kind to the planet you know, stop this perpetuated lack that's going on and all these other games that are being played. And there are some major people coming up that are stepping up to the plate right now and that are putting an end to this. So we have the ability to have heaven on earth. What does that look like? You know, to me, it looks like restoring the environment. To me, it looks like being kind to each other and loving to each other. It means to me to heal, especially the emotional healing, drop all the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience and get back into your joy. You know, to me, an advanced civilization would be one that has their own personal contact with Creator and is guided from within and balanced, you know. You know, that's an advanced civilization. It's you know, and that's where we're going. That's, you know, whether we like it or not, that's where we're going. That's what Creator has planned. That's what the universe has planned. And we're moving into this highly energized place in space, and you can't stop this. You can't stop what is coming. So there is a plan within a plan within a plan. And the big plan is that, you know, the planet's ascending and we have to go with it and we're going to have to rise to the occasion. And I really wanted to put this out to the UFO, especially the UFO community, the spiritual community, is like, how much energy are you investing in being right and being on top of the food chain, you know, in competition. And, you know, how many resources are going towards all this stuff? And what if those resources were shifted to your own evolution, to your own work? And what would happen, you know, if you just stayed on course, spent that time and energy making your own personal connection with Creator? And if you are going to channel masters, you have to behave like one. If you're going to channel very ascended beings, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional beings, then that message needs to be correspond with the consciousness there. And the actions need to correspond with the consciousness there. And so, you know, as we end our shows, it's always keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And I love Kuan Yin. You know, Kuan Yin is known for wrathful compassion. And she will tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Over here, they have Pele. Don't mess with Pele, you know. I was meditating, and she actually came to me, and she has a front, and it's scary. I mean, the front is like, you know. And then you look behind it, and there's really a very loving, compassionate being there behind the front. And so, and she, you know, she has a function, that as in all masters have a function, you know, like the divine feminine, the house of Mary, you know, that's holding the divine feminine, the Shekinah energies. There's multi dimensions to that. There's 13th dimensional beings working with that divine feminine energy. And then there's God beings that are both male and female. They're fully balanced in the seventh dimension. They're just pure bliss, you know. There's all these different beings that have a function. You know, there's beings that will give you courage. The lion beings will come in and give you courage and give you strength and protect you and guide you. You know, there's three levels of them that are coming in now to help us out. You know, you got the Orion Council of Light. You know, the Palladians are just, you know, pure love and joy and bliss. But there are warriors. There's Palladian warriors. And, you know, I can tell you that from experience. You know, it's a long story. I won't go into it. We don't have time. But there's so many things happening right now. So many different beings coming in. And we have to realize that, you know, the bottom line is we have to use discernment. We have to develop our own inner sensitivity. We have to be able to sense the intention and nature of a being, no matter what dimension they say they're coming from. There's a lot of them will say, I'm a 13th dimensional evolved reptilian. And yeah, or the 27th dimension. And you hear this stuff and you say, yeah, right. You know, but anyway, there are some highly evolved beings, you know, there are some of every flare, you might say, every genotype or whatever. But anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so I'm going to have to finish off. But I wanted to tell you, be sure and check out the website. We'll have everything up there, all the workshops and classes coming up. And again, we open on May 5th, and then check out the spring event. You know, that's on the website, and check out the Secret Space Conference. You know, but. On that note, we've got to phase out of here. So keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of misusing our energies anymore and directing our energies towards division and separation and againstness. We have to get out of that and go to the next level. And again, if we are going to work with these high beings and masters, we have to start behaving accordingly. So on that note, have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday. Good night. We'll